Okay, so you need the kiyas and midos. By the way, I spoke out on Shabbos about part of the concept of how the darabonins of Shabbos are so important in the way, like we spoke at, the nikkias of one's Shabbos is really the most important part of Shabbos. It's feeling the Shabbos, not just keeping the halachas. Because you could rest for the totally wrong reason and you're missing the boat on Shabbos. So, anyway, there's a lot of midos. He's going to talk about the primary ones. Gaiva kas kina and taiva. Ala gaiva, it says Rambam bavecha shachach to ala kas amru kol kais. Anyone gets angry, it's like he's serving of a dessert. Anyone know why?
Yeah, you know, I know why. Why? Because when somebody gets angry, what you're actually saying is that God, you usually know what you're doing, but in this case, you don't know what you're doing, and I'm really upset about it.
Meaning it's because of a lack of control. You can't control the situation, the narrative.
And
Does that make sense?
there's a little bit of denial that that this is really the best thing for you. You know, you and sometimes that's hard.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, I hear that. Yeah, there. This anger is comes from a lack of, you feeling that you should be in charge, and it didn't go my way. Kina and taiva says that kina, jealousy, we had in this week's parasha, Korach, and taiva, these things are mitzianus adam and olam. You can't live in the world with those midos. So let's go through one at a time and try to figure out the nikias. What would you think is Nikias and Gaiva? So I would say Gaiva, look, try not to make so much of yourself, etc. How do you nuki from Gaiva? You actually think that you deserve praise. And this could come for many reasons. Kimish yeish. A person may think himself to be very wise or maybe very beautiful, or very deserving of honor. But many people have different impressions of themselves. Anything positive. You have it. He's misukin and he may come to gaiva. Why? So if you think that you're smart, if you think of this, you may come to Gaiva. But once you think that you deserve to be praised because of that Midah, that is Gaiva itself. Now, I'm not exactly sure, what is this telling me? I mean, you're not supposed to think or be aware of which what you do have going for you, right? What are we talking about here? Why shouldn't he think he's smart if he is smart? That's the point. It's you're entering into Gaiva if you think you're smart.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I mean, the whole thing with Moshe is
Oh, yes, this question
he
here.
knew who he was.
Right. So the Don Segal explains that here it's as Zavada said, call Adam Sarkal Das. You have to know what you're about.
But thinking that makes you better than anybody else, that's valid.
Right.
Whether you think you're smart or whatever it is, it's just you have to recognize it as a gift.
That's exactly the point.
Well, somebody who's really attractive, they're proud that they're attractive. It's a gift. That's
Right. Hashem makes people different ways.
they didn't earn that.
Right.
It's like they don't earn your intelligence. You can earn your knowledge, you know, your
Meaning, so you have to be aware of it, but your question is, do you have to know that you're the boss, you're the one that created it, you're the one that deserves to be praised for it? That's where you're entering into this problem, okay? So Mamela, how do you, so if we think about it, so what's the shirish of gaiva? So I would say the practical application of gaiva is don't act haughty, don't put other people down. No, I get it. But really, the bottom line, what's the nikias of it? What, how do you get to the real bottom of it? The bottom is you have to attribute everything to Hashem. Look, I have more responsibilities than the other guy because I know more. I'm more aware of what's going on. I have more ability to do it. Just like a person understands if they're granted health versus someone that's not granted health. Okay, so you have to do more than the other guy. So in other words, in a way, it's right. It's not about the gift itself. It's the question is, like you're saying, do you realize that it's a gift, and do you realize that it's really all come from Hashem? So the shirish is a true emunah that really everything's from Hashem and everything's with a purpose. So yimtze ge'ah chachiyach believe what you're given roi lesila. But if you're deserved to get praise for this mida, so Mimela, since people have to praise me for my love, I need to act that way. Be the way I sit, the way I talk, the way I this, the way I that. So then all of a sudden now you are projecting gaiva. Right? So you're gonna walk slow, you walk. So now it goes from knowing the mila to knowing that the mila you deserve to be praised for it, to I have to show the whole world that I know that, so that they'll praise me. And now it already translates into the every single way what you can, the way you carry yourself. Now it comes to a point, one second, you deserve to treat me a certain way, and you're asking me like for you're asking me a simple thing. And then someone comes and asks you, "Hey, by the way, do you have someone? Do you have this guy's phone number, by any chance?" Ask me for a phone number. That's not appropriate, right? So now, then you start yelling at the person. Then he gets angry. So again, the person will say, "Well, I would never do that," and capture himself in the actions. But the shirish of it all starts because he realized, or he was oimid on the fact that he has a mila, and because of that mila, he should be prized for it. But if he would realize, like you're saying, it's a gift, it's all coming from Hashem, that itself humbles the person. So I'd say, yeah, that's the first step, seems like.
And he used the gift properly,
Yes. Yes.
not to abuse it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's learn tomorrow. We'll continue with Mr. Shem.
Thank you.
And shalom.